Welcome back. Great to have you company wherever you might be listening. Always love having a chat to Alan Clayton about the world of greyhounds. And thanks to the Watchdog app, you can catch tonight's action from Sandown Greyhounds. The Sapphire Crown heats live and free via the Watchdog app. And I'm having a chat to Greyhound Racing Victoria CEO Alan Clayton again. And it seems like only yesterday we spoke. Alan, the weeks are going pretty quick.
Yeah, Dwayne, it does. It seems like that for me too, that I feel like I spoke to you yesterday and then that's again today. So I don't know what's happening, but it one day just seems to roll quickly into the other. So it's funny, isn't it?
Absolutely. And your new initiative with Harness Racing kicks off this weekend?
Yeah, look, we're really excited. Dale Brown and I agreed to put on, after we had a really good discussion with Tabcorp, who was very supportive, and we really appreciate that. We've got Saturday morning racing going, and Ballarat, because we have lots of nominations and a really strong demand for racing from the Ballarat area. So we were on Ballarat this Saturday morning. We're really excited to see how it goes, and it is the first time ever. And GRV and Harness Racing Victoria are going to host the morning dogs and trots meetings from the 9th of May for 3 weeks, and we hope it goes really well. And we look to then to see if we can. We can keep it going or have a good discussion with Tabcorp about the future. So we think we're really privileged to be racing, and we know that many people are hungry for sporting entertainment at the moment. And so these additional race meetings will provide an extra earning potential for our really hardworking participants who have really been great in complying with the requirements of COVID. And we're also hopeful that this opportunity provides an opportunity to get to new audiences who really appreciate how great Victorian dogs are. So our race greyhound meetings will be on the 9th of May, 16th of May and at Ballarat, and then at Shepparton on the 23rd, and Tabcorp Park Melton will host the three Saturday morning trots meetings. So we'll review it at the end and see how we go, but I want to thank Tabcorp personally.
It's been pretty good how you've been able to change things on the run. Look forward to seeing how it plays out for you. But you're putting on other special races as well for the best dogs.
Yeah, look, we're a bit concerned about, you know, dogs, our really good dogs, not being able to move around interstate. And I think one of the issues for us is to make sure that we're agile and thinking about what dogs are out there and make sure that we're tailoring a race program that caters to the needs of our available dogs. And so we put on these 13 races, which we're calling a Grade 8 special event, which will be conducted across all distances at the Meadows and Sandown, and which will carry additional prize money, will carry $15,000 in prize money. And, the impact of COVID has really disrupted the feature race program nationally and the ability for these dogs to move around. So this series gives our top dogs a chance to race for good money week in, week out. And the Best 8 series or the Grade 8 series begins tonight at Sandown and will go through until June 27. We'll review it then. And, of course, we don't have any audiences at the track, but it's still beautiful racing when you watch it on our app or on Sky.
And I've got to say, 3-4 days ago, I saw a little girl walking with her mum and a greyhound. That she was walking a greyhound that looked bigger than her. The little girl. The adoption program looks like it's going okay.
Yeah, look, we actually did have a little bit of a lull in February and March because we did have this gastroenteritis, canine gastroenteritis with the dogs, and that meant that we had to have some sort of, quarantining sort of process on entry to GAP, and that really slowed it down a bit. But we've now cleared that, the canine gastro, and we're now trying to claw back our backlogs that we've got, and GAP is operating under different arrangements because of social distancing, but we've done 101 adoptions completed in March and April, and we hope through May and June to do more than that. So whilst we have changed our arrangements, and if you're interested in adopting a greyhound, please go to gap.grv.org.au or give Seymour a call on 0357990166. But the dogs are beautiful and they will keep you company in this social isolation. So they're really good companion dogs, gentle and loving.
Great to have a chat there, Alan. You can catch Sandown Greyhound Racing's Sapphire Crown heats tonight. Thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll talk again soon.
Great to talk to you, Dwayne. You have a good week.
Alan Clayton, the CEO of Greyhound Racing Victoria. Always love having a chat to Alan. The greyhound racing industry going pretty well. Before I hand over to Bob and Andy, time to talk a little bit of finance to finish the day. But thanks to Morris Finance, experts in business finance, providing finance, investment, leasing, insurance services, 1300 for Morris. I'm joined by Martin Carter from Morris Finance. Martin, thanks for your time.
How are you going, Dwayne? You well?
Yeah, very, very well. A lot of businesses suffering huge drops in income given the restrictions. Any tips on how they can increase income? I know that's been on your agenda today.
Yeah, really good question, Dwayne. We chatted last week, you may recall, about cutting costs and expense reduction to preserve your cash flow. Let's briefly touch upon income preservation and generation throughout this turbulent time of COVID-19. Let's recognise initially that not all industries and businesses are experiencing drops in revenue. Take chemists, supermarkets, liquor outlets, technology stores, and various trades, they're actually big winners. But for a majority of businesses, income levels have reduced substantially. Indeed, in these sort of times, it's the ability to grow to separate the leaders from the pack. And when the global economy rebounds, as eventually it will, sometimes the measures that you take will actually involve expanding while competitors contract or go into hibernation as such. That expansion to gain more revenue and income could come from spending some of your money that you save from expense reduction. Some of the measures there that you could use are selective advertising or marketing. That's taking advantage of current media offers that are available. Online presence and increasing leads. Search engine optimization to raise the presence and generate leads for your business. It simply is a review of your product offerings to take advantage of your CV19 learnings. What you've learned throughout this pandemic will lead to a review of those products. Or just by retaining your sales team rather than standing them down. That brings top-of-mind awareness by having them communicate with suppliers and clients through your EDMs or electronic direct mail, catch up on video conferencing, they can catch up with their suppliers, Zoom, office teams, webinars, FaceTime, just regular phone calls. So keep in touch and really, as I said, it creates top-of-mind awareness. The surety here is that those that have a strategic business plan that act decisively, remain calm and carry on, are really well positioned to weather the storm no matter what the situation demands.
It's great stuff, and no doubt Morris Finance can provide a little bit more support. So if we contact you, you can help a few businesses out, Martin.
We certainly can, through asset finance in particular, will allow those businesses to grow their business to the next level. Any of our new business managers are waiting to take their calls on 1300 4 Morris or www.morrisfinance.com.au.
Always great to have a chat to you, Martin. That positive air in your voice, and we'll talk again next week. Thanks for your time.
Take care. Bye.
Good. Martin Carter from Morris Finance, 1300 4 Morris, 1300 4 Morris, Morris Finance, if you need some help. That's it from me today. Been an absolute pleasure to take your calls and have your company. Back tomorrow at midday tomorrow, so look forward to taking your calls then. But stick around because Bob and Andy are next.